Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
It's time for you to stop playing small. Grab your journals. Y'all, when I say this revelation that God gave me has changed my life forever, this is one of the greatest revelations that he's ever given me. God literally said to me, you live based on your level of revelation. Now, what is a revelation? A revelation is when God reveals something to you. You live based on that level. And the thing about God revealing it to you is that things can't be revealed to you from God if you're not spending time with God, if you're not in the presence of God, if you're not seeking God, if you're not talking to God, then revelation cannot be revealed to you. And I don't want to say cannot, because God can get a revelation to you any way that he needs to or wants to in any setting. But the more time in his presence, the more you're in his word, the more that you talk to him, the more revelation you get. So he can still get some to you, but you're going to get way more when you spend time with him. It's almost like a child that's always with their parents versus a child that chooses to stay home. You probably eat out more because your parents going to get something to eat while y'all out. Or if they go to the store and you see some candy, you might get some candy, and that child that's at home might not get no candy because they're not there with them. So you get more when you're in the presence more, right? So a revelation is something that God reveals to you. And God said, you live on the level of your revelation. Now, God is so funny, because when he gives me a word or any type of new revelation, like this was a revelation for me. When he gives me a revelation, there's always a situation or something that happens either that day or the next day or the next week that confirms and helps me fully understand the revelation that he has just given me. So he gave me this revelation on like a Wednesday, right? So Thursday, I'm on TikTok and I'm watching this content creator, and she's like, oh, I have 40,000 followers and I charge $1,200 for one TikTok. I'm looking at my followers. I got 75,000 followers and I'm not charging $1,200 for one TikTok. So I'm being revealed to this information. And now I'm like, wait a minute. It's time to raise the rates, because she's getting paid $1,200 for 40,000 followers. At this time, I had 75,000 and I was not charging $1,200. And if you're a content creator, you know, that's the tricky part about being a content creator when it comes to rates, because you could be working for the same company as somebody else and they paying you $50 and paying them $500, and you can have more followers, but it's according to the rates that you set for yourself. So God is allowing me to see this TikTok and I'm like, okay, it's time for me to raise my rates. Like, it's being revealed to me that my rates are too low. It's time for me to raise my rates. So this was like a Thursday, right? So that night, a company that I've been working with for like 4 or 5 months, they sent me an email and they're like, oh, we'd like to collab again next month. And I realized that this was a test. This was a test to see if I was going to move according to the level of revelation that has been revealed to me, or if I was going to play it safe. So when they said we would like to collab again, I told them I have new rates now. We could collab again, but I have new rates and these are my new rates. And they said, they responded back and they was like, well, those rates don't match with our budget. We would like to just stick with the rates that we've been doing. Again, my discernment kicked in and I'm like, this is a test. This is God testing me to see if I'm going to let go of the old to fully step into the new, or if I'm going to try to, okay, well, I'm going to keep this even though they're not paying me what I know I'm worth. I'm going to keep this and then I'm just going to pray that I get new opportunities. Sometimes God requires you to completely close a door before you open a new one. But we like to have one foot in and one foot out. But I knew in my spirit, let this go. This does not align with the level of revelation that you have now, and you live according to your level of revelation. So I told them, well, it's been great working with you. We can no longer work together because you don't want to honor my new rates, and these are my rates. So they was like, okay, thank you. It's been great. That was it. This was like Thursday night. Y'all, Friday, I woke up to a new email from a new company that I've never worked with before, and they wanted to know my rates because they want to collab. And I told them my new rates, right? And again, I don't raise the rates. I raised the rates. And I went to I thought that I was going to like a Delulu rate. So I really jumped out there and raised them, right? I sent it to this company. They responded in literally 7 minutes and was like, okay, let's do it. And what that showed me was that even the rate that I thought was like so high and that I'm thinking I'm being Delulu, that rate was in their budget. They probably would have did, most likely they would have gave me more than that rate just based on the fact that they didn't even try to negotiate it. They were like, okay, they probably was on the other end like, that's it? That's all you charge? She literally, he or she, whoever responded, literally was like, okay, let's do it. So again, this is a new level of revelation being revealed to me that even that rate is so low that this company is just like, oh, okay, let's do it. So guess what? Moving forward, I don't raise the rate again because y'all didn't give no pushback with that one. But I say all that to say that God tested my level of revelation to see if I was going to stay safe and try to be comfortable and hold on to the old, or if I was going to fully step into the new. And because I fully stepped into the new, y'all, the new rate that I set is like 4 times the rate that other company was paying me. 4 times, mind you. So, and for less work. But you live according to your level of revelation. It's time for you to stop thinking small, because as long as I would have continued to work with that company, they would have continued to pay me that little rate. And I'm over here thinking like, oh, this is good, because I hadn't got a new level of revelation. So the first thing I want you to take away from this video, and I want you to focus on when it comes to no longer thinking small, is I want you to remember that you live according to the level of revelation. And in order to constantly get revelation, you must spend time with God. You must spend time in God's presence. You must spend time reading His word, because that is where you get the most revelation. You get the most clarity. That is where He shows you your worth. That is where He gives you creativity, skill on how to execute what He has called you to. That is where your value increases, in the presence of God. That is where your identity comes from, in the presence of God. So when it comes to no longer thinking or playing small, you must go to our big God and allow Him to elevate you and deposit seeds in you that will increase your value, so that you can live life on the level that He wants us to live it on. His word says that He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to live in abundance and overflow. The only way we're going to do that is by seeking Him and allowing Him to order our steps and give us new revelation, so that we can make decisions that align with that new revelation. The second thing that I want you to take away from this video is the power of exposure. Never stop learning, never stop researching, never stop networking, never stop seeing what's out there when it comes to the field or the thing that God has called you to. Don't get comfortable. Try to figure out ways to get yourself in rooms and positions. Pray and ask God for different opportunities and ways to get around people and get in a room of people who are further ahead of you and doing better than you, so that you can be exposed to more. Because exposure and revelation are like cousins. There's power in being exposed to more, because when you're exposed to more, it's a revelation that there's more out there, and now you want more, right? So you begin to move according to the more that you want. You begin to take up your raise. You begin to put yourself in different positions that align with the revelation that you have just been revealed to. There's power in exposure. There's power in being around people that are further along than you, or that have more than you. So understand, there's power and exposure in your environment. If you're going to stop thinking small, you got to start praying and asking God for put you around big thinkers and big people that are doing big things, so that you can be exposed to it. And the third thing that I want you to take away from this video is to reject anything that does not align with the revelation that God has given you. This is going to be the hardest part, because y'all, I could have continued to do that collab. And I'm not saying that maybe if I continue to do that collab from Thursday, Friday, I wouldn't have got that email. I don't know. I don't know if God would have still allowed the email to come through if I still agreed to do the last one. Because I could have still, it was still money, right? But that's the thing. When God gives you a new level of revelation, sometimes it requires sacrificing what you've been used to so that you can step into more. Because the time that I would put into creating the content for that collab that's not even paying me my worth, I could use that energy going extra hard for the company that is paying me my worth. Or God could send another company next week, and now instead of focusing on that, I'm trying to get this little collab done. No, I need to be paid my worth so that I can use my creativity and my anointing. The word says, don't throw your pearls to pigs. And anybody that's not honoring the value or the anointing or the revelation that God has revealed to you, they're pigs. That's less than you. That's not where you are now. It's time for you to stop thinking small. Don't just stop thinking small. Stop thinking comfortable and holding on to the old, because you're so scared to 100% step into the new. Because there are some things that God would not reveal to you until you step all the way in. As long as you keep that old door open, that old door is pulling parts of you. That old door has parts of your energy that could be operating and flowing in the new, but you're so comfortable here, and at least it's still money and it's reliable and I can depend on that. No, step fully into the new you, so that God can bless you according to the level of revelation that has been revealed to you. It's time for you to stop thinking small and let go of anything that does not align with your level of anointing now. It might have worked last week, but if it does not work this week, let it go. Don't be scared. And when I let that partnership go, I didn't know the next one that was coming in. But faith, but God. When God closes one door, he will open another door, but he's testing your faith. And as long as you hold on to the small things, you're stopping yourself from elevating and getting big. You live on the level of revelation. But even that is a tricky saying, because you can have the revelation and still be living less than because you want to play it safe. So I'll end this video with saying, you live on the level of revelation that you act on. What are you making your decisions based on? A comfortable place or the place that you're called to? It's time for you to stop thinking small and step into everything that God has for you. It's so funny, y'all, because I've been watching Gossip Girl, right? And as I'm watching Gossip Girl, I'm noticing different things. Now, I watched Gossip Girl years ago. I mean, it came out in 2007, so that lets you know how long ago I was watching. And it's like 6 or 7 different seasons. But I do know that when I was watching it growing up, there's different things that I notice now that I didn't notice then. Like, one of the characters, Lily, she always got a Birkin bag. She always got a different color Birkin. Then in one of the episodes, she had on a whole bunch of Van Cleef jewelry. And I'm like, this lady, I mean, in the show, she's rich. But it's obvious she's rich because I'm seeing the different things that she wears because I'm revealed to it now. Now, when I was a child and I was watching it, I didn't know that was a $5,000 bracelet that she had on. I didn't know that was a $100,000 bag that she was carrying. I just thought it was a regular bag that she probably got from Ross because that's where I was getting my bags from. But now that I have a revelation of the value of that bag that she's carrying, I look at it different. I'm thinking about it differently because I've been revealed to the value of a Birkin, revealed to the value of a Van Cleef necklace. But those are things that I did not know. So before I got the revelation, I wasn't able to properly see how rich she was. But now, based on this revelation, I have a new understanding. There's a new understanding of life and the things that God is showing you and the things that God is calling you to when you get a new level of revelation. It's time for you to stop thinking small so that God can reveal big things to you. And that's today's seed. If you're sowing into this word, if this word is for you, the seed is big things. Big things seed. Because I'm going to move. I'm going to stay in God's presence so that he can reveal things to me, because I don't want to play small or think small. I want to live in abundance like his word promises. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this video. Father God, thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I just pray that they think big, God, that they seek you recklessly, that they seek you endlessly, Father God, and that they do the work to stay in your presence, to stay disciplined, to stay obedient, so that they can live on the level that you have assigned for them in heaven, Father God. Today we sow the big thing seed, and we say that we are going to seek after you until we see what you said when we were in our mother's womb, Father God. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. I pray more than anything that this video encourages you to, one, seek and stay in the presence of God, and two, stop thinking and playing small. I love you guys so much. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.